A New York university is suing Greg Abbott over Texas's ban on TikTok. It's Monday, July 17th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Well, thanks for starting your week with the Texas Minute. Coming up, we'll find out how Texas Tech is getting high marks for implementing the LGBTQ political and social agenda. But first, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz has filed legislation to prohibit the Department of Defense from establishing junior ROTC programs at private schools affiliated with China. This comes as pressure's grown on the Biden administration to explain why a Chinese organization has been allowed to purchase an online tutoring service contracted with K-12 schools and the U.S. military. At the same time, the Center for Immigration Studies has reported on the phenomena of Chinese private equity firms and Chinese education companies purchasing American private schools. Governor Greg Abbott announced last week the launch of a new fentanyl data dashboard that will track deaths and incidents in response to the fentanyl crisis. Between 2019 and 2021, fentanyl-related deaths increased by 400%. In 2022 alone, nearly 2,000 Texans lost their lives to fentanyl poisoning. Governor Abbott recently signed four new pieces of legislation into law that will heighten penalties for fentanyl dealers while providing more resources to those devastated by the deadly drug. As higher education continues to cater to woke ideals, Texas taxpayers are funding an extensive Office of LGBTQIA Education and Engagement at Texas Tech University in Lubbock. That, among other things, has resulted in the LGBT-oriented Campus Pride Index into giving the university its highest marks of 5 stars. Campus Pride rates universities on their LGBTQ friendliness. The only other Texas universities to hold 5-star ratings are the University of Texas at Dallas and the University of Texas at Arlington. According to the Texas Tech website, the Office of LGBTQIA Education and Engagement serves the Texas Tech community through facilitation and leadership of programming and advocacy efforts aimed at strengthening the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, and asexual community. Wow, that's a mouthful, and it's happening in Lubbock. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Did you know you can watch Texas Scorecard on your TV? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There, you can find all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like The Headline, The Luke Macias Show, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
Governor Greg Abbott is facing a lawsuit over his prohibition of the Chinese social media app TikTok on Texas government-issued devices and networks. TikTok's owned by the Chinese media company ByteDance, which employs Chinese Communist Party members and has a subsidiary partially owned by the country's Communist Party. This has led to many in the United States and around the world to raise concerns that the TikTok app poses a security risk to the West. Last year, Governor Abbott ordered all state agencies to ban TikTok from government-issued devices and networks. The Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University in New York has filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Coalition for Independent Technology Research against Abbott and other state officials. The Knight lawsuit alleges Texas is violating citizens' First Amendment rights by imposing a broad restraint on the research and teaching of public university faculty conducting studies into TikTok's effects on users. The use of TikTok on government devices is currently banned by the United States Department of State, the Department of Defense, and the Department of Homeland Security. Other states, including North Dakota, Maryland, and South Dakota, also prohibit the use of TikTok on government-issued devices. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Sydney Henry, Katie Marshall, Valerie Munoz, and Matthew De La Cruz. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.